Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And all of you protesters out here in Michigan, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan right now. We're going to be doing an event tonight at Jennison High School at 6 p.m. Again, Jennison High School at 6 p.m. in Jennison, Michigan. And friends, we are just, I'm telling you, friends, we are being inundated with protesters. They're actually planning a third protest today. And what's interesting about this, friends, from the inside out, we're finding out now, they don't know exactly why they're protesting, but because the state-controlled media said so, then therefore it must be worth something to protest. Folks, this is nothing new under the sun. This is exactly what dictators do, and the state-controlled media is going along to get along to their own demise. And, folks, again, do keep in mind that these dictators need useful idiots like these people to do the things that they do, again, to their own demise. They just haven't figured that much out. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, brand new website, seconds and on beautiful website. sonsoflibertyradio.com interacts with another website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, you can also go over to Facebook. We have a couple hundred thousand people interacting on a daily basis and growing, and we appreciate that because we're fighting the good fight of faith. We're doing all that we can do, and we are leaving the results up to God in unison, we've said across the globe, and I appreciate that. Folks, wanted to let you know that you can check out Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go over to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media. Also check out Bradley Dean, that troublemaker. Hey, friends, do keep in mind what William and Catherine Booth rightly stated. And by the way, they practiced what they preached. They were the founders of the Salvation Army. He said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly how you do it. And by the way, the problem is, with the good people in this country, they haven't quite figured that out yet. But they stand back and watch the enemies do it lawlessly while we do it lawfully. We need the help. Get in the fight, friends, because you can find out what we're talking about. It may be surreal to those that are standing on the sidelines telling the quarterback what he should be doing, but I'm telling you, it's different. It's very real, and it's very tangible when you're on the playing field, friends, taking hits, taking shots, when you're in the spiritual warfare. It is very real. It is not surreal. Do get in the fight, friends, again. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 double E on my Twitter account as well, friends. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I also wanted to rewind just a little bit and let you know that today we have no phone calls due to the fact that it's inaccessible because, again, we're broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan right now. So I do apologize for that. So, again, jumping ahead, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. What's going on in the United States of America today? Well, friends, here you have it. We found out yesterday that Baltimore prosecutor Marilyn Mosby directed police to target area where Freddie was hanging out. Interesting. see folks how the state-controlled media, they blast something out there, they promulgate a message that's completely false, they set a narrative, and then all of a sudden the facts come out, and the lie is exposed by the truth. And that's what the truth does, folks. Crushed to the earth, it's going to rise again, and it always does. William Cullen Bryant rightly said that. And so here we are again, friends. What's going on in Baltimore? It's all contrived. It's there to incite what? Domestic violence, so they can control the narrative through the state-controlled media. But, friends, do keep in mind 20% of the American people give the state-controlled lying media an approval rating. In other words, a good portion of the people don't believe what they say. Again, friends, only to find out what I'm telling you is exactly true, because we're finding out now that they're completely lying about everything that they are doing. No surprise here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, McKinney pool party debacle, not a race issue. Again, friends, what, when the law comes down on a black person, now it's a race issue, not a law issue? Come on, wake up, friends. This is nothing more than browbeating dissenters. That's exactly what's happening here, friends. And again, it's the narrative of the state-controlled media. This is communism in action. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Egypt summons U.S. ambassador over Muslim Brotherhood visit. Interestingly enough, they have signs where they are protesting your president, America, where it states on these signs where they are protesting, you can't fool your people, that's what it says, and the world anymore. You finance and back terrorism. Well, we just recently found out that ISIS is funded by the CIA in America. Friends, how long have we been exposing that? That's coming from your country, not a foreign country, but they're using it to create chaos, to implement a new world order. And that's exactly what they're doing, friends. Instead of simply going back and enforcing the moral law of God, the Ten Commandments, they want to implement man's 10,000 commandments. And everybody in this country complains about man's 10,000 commandments. Well, the way to deal with that, friends, is to enforce God's Ten Commandments. Then you don't have to worry about man's 10,000 commandments. Jeremiah 6:16. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Barack Obama finally reaches historic status, just not the way he touts it. Of course, friends, everything he says is a lie. There is no truth in him. Read John 10:10 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, it's the left that excels in violence, but I say this, friends, if the right again was doing their job, there wouldn't be a left. True that? True that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama resorts to fear-mongering to save unconstitutional Obamacare. Read Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. Folks, you have to ask this administration where they derived the authority to implement something that is unconstitutional rather than getting caught up into a debate between the left and the right. It's illegal, therefore unconstitutional. And if that's the case, friends, null and void. It need not apply here. And by the way, when you do a little homework there and pull the curtain back, you'll find out that nobody's actually applying for Obamacare. How's that working out? But again, the state-controlled media comes in and says, you know, all these people are actually signing up for Obamacare. Really? Show us the money. Show us those that are signing up for Obamacare. Because they're not doing it, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, American Indians and U.S. Guilt. Check it out, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, America's Circus Sideshow, starring ... You're going to have to read the article by a new contributor, Steve Noble, who is a radio show host out of Raleigh, North Carolina, a good friend of mine. He's a great guy. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Listen to this, friends. Ridiculous study claims rooms filled with white people causes aggression for black people. Did you hear that, friends? What are they attempting to do? They're attempting to divide and conquer. And I'm going to stay on that narrative until you finally get it into your heart that you are being played the dupes of ill-designing men. And enough is enough. We're going to take a quick break. Broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll be right back on the other side.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live here out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, out of the hotel room right now. Folks, we're going to be in Jenison, Michigan tonight at 6 p.m., Jenison High School. I gave you details as to what's going on and transpiring out here, but now we have a friend, Brian Clawitter, who has just been inundated by the state-controlled media because they're trying to cover for themselves, friends, concerning crimes against nature. And in saying that, friends, you go ahead and downcast yesterday's podcast and you can find out exactly the details as to what's going on out here. But when I got picked up this morning, I got to tell you this. I think this was one of the coolest things ever. But before I left, I got up early this morning and I drove to the airport, which is about an hour and a half away, me and my son. And we got to the airport, and I go back and forth with Brian Clawitter because he's picking me up because I'm speaking at his event tonight with national speaker Dave Dabenmeyer as well. And he said, so, you know, what is it that you need? Is there anything that you need? And I said, well, as long as when I get there and we land and I get into the limousine that you're going to send, just make sure that the temperature in that limousine is 71 degrees, not 72 and not 70 degrees. It's got to be 71 degrees in that limousine when I get there. I'm totally playing with him. And then he said, is there anything else you need? And I said, well, I'd appreciate a red carpet. And you know what? How about an appetizer? How about some shrimp cocktails as well? So, folks, we land in Michigan this morning. Brian Clawitter picks me up, sweetheart of a guy. He looks like a Navy SEAL from top to bottom, all the way around. He really does. But in saying that, he gets me inside of his nice truck. I noticed, my son actually noticed, that he said, Dad, he said, look at the temperature is 71 degrees. And I said, did you make it 71 degrees? Because I said, when we were on the airplane, I said, my son just got done asking me if you understood my humor. I said, I think he's catching on. He goes, yep, I set it at 71 degrees. And then all of a sudden we start driving down the road away from the airport, and he opens up his little cubbyhole in between the two seats. And then you know what he does, friends? He pulls out shrimp cocktail with sauce and he throws it over at me, and I just started laughing. So I'm thinking maybe tonight, I don't know, maybe ask him for a cruise or something like that, but we can figure that out when we can get there. But it's nice to know, friends, and all that which is going on around Brian Clawitter right now, folks. There's people, from what I understand, 10 states surrounding Jennison, Michigan, that are coming to support Brian. We'll see what's happening tonight. But in the meantime, we just recently found out that there was another college group that was planning a protest. Keep in mind, friends, they don't know what they're protesting. This is what useful idiots do. They don't know what they're protesting. They're protesting what they heard from the state-controlled media, which hopefully I get to zero in on that tonight. So hopefully we have a lot of media so I can deal with each and every one of them in front of the communities. And in saying that, friends, we do need your support. If you'd like to jump in, please do. We just found out there's another protest, so that makes it not one protest, but two, not two, but now three protests. And from according to the state-controlled media, I don't know how they gauged this, friends, but they gauged it by saying that there could be up to 200 protesters. How would they know something like that, friends? Sounds like someone's planning something, right, friends? Well, guess what? We found out yesterday that the mayor was coming down on Brian for something that he has not even responded to. So, again, I guess this is the land of you're guilty until proven innocent, and you better not question what the state-controlled media says, because whatever they say goes. Does that sound like America, or does that sound like a totalitarian government using these useful idiots to implement an illegal agenda in America? Because that's exactly what they're doing, folks. Jennison High School at 6 p.m. tonight, Bradley Dean, Brian Clawitter, and we have our friend Dave Davenmeyer as well coming out. He's on his way right now from, I believe, the state of Ohio, and he will be one of the speakers, as well as several tea parties from the local area. So hopefully we're going to have a good showing tonight, and we get a response. We get an opportunity, friend, to respond to the accusations around Brian. But see, friends, what's happening here is the state-controlled media with the government, the corruption in government, trying to set the narrative and trying to set the talking points through political correctness, which is nothing more than traitors to principles that follow in line. And really what they're doing is they're subjecting themselves to tyranny rather than God, who liberates. And we want to set that record straight tonight. So if you get some time, please do come out again. Jennison High School at 6 p.m., Jennison, Michigan. Folks, hopefully there's going to be a lot of people there. We know that there's going to be a lot of protesters. And what we will do as well, friends, if you'd like to sign up at any time, do give us a call. We'll get you up on the newsletter. If it's not on Sons of Liberty Media, which it will be there probably tomorrow, Tim Brown, senior editor, will probably have something shooting out there tonight or tomorrow morning. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. But we'll have pictures, we'll have an update, so on and so forth if you can't make it. And if you would like to sign up for sonsoflibertymedia.com and get our newsletter on a daily basis, do give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and drop us an email with your email, and we'll forward it on, and we'll get you on to Sons of Liberty Media email list, which is a daily deed that we do here in the ministry, because we want to let you know as to what's going on in your country. And we praise God for the opportunity, and we praise God for people such as yourselves that are willing to link arms, because, friends, we, the people, can do this as one nation under God and not without. Amen. Folks, going to one of the issues here, the way that they pulled me into the fight in Michigan, and by the way, that's why we're responding. We want to help a brother. It tells us in John 13:35, by this the world will know that you're my disciples, by the love that you have for one another. So in other words, we look out for each other. And we've seen this brother from another mother getting attacked, and we said we need to stand up and help this guy. And that's what we're doing here. But in the process of doing that, the state-controlled media has not only attacked Brian Clawitter, but now it's pulled me into the battle. And we have one of these reporters, and you can see clearly by looking at his picture, he's a little immoral, reprobate, useful idiot. And again, friends, I'm not calling them names. That's really what they're called. Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, actually called forth these useful idiots to implement socialism, to implement at length totalitarianism. And this is what they don't realize yet, but this is the cycle of history. And as I looked at his picture, I just thought, wow, that's interesting. And I read through the article, and I thought, okay, you want to pull me into this one? And I said, okay, well, we'll respond to the best of our abilities, and that's exactly what we're doing. But what he did, friends, is he wrote in the article that Bradley Dean not is done up to 400 high schools across the country with referrals from principal after principal and student after student and superintendent after superintendent, stating that this is the best program that they've seen in 30 years. Of course not. They're not going to lead you on to believe anything like they're doing something good out there. No, they got to get you to believe that these guys are haters, they're bad, they're evil. Ooh, you know, Hitler, cat hissing at its prey or something, right? Well, the fact of the matter is that he put out there that the founder, Bradley Dean, of a controversial ministry. Friends, you can't be a preacher today and not be controversial, number one, okay? Secondly, he goes on, which is fine. That's a badge of honor. Then he said, recently wrote a gay marriage, if gay marriage was implemented by the Supreme Court, which they have no lawful right to do, I add, he said it would lead to a second Holocaust. He said it would lead to a second Holocaust. And I thought to myself, now, I wonder where he got that, because if he's there tonight, I'm going to ask him in front of everybody, where did you come up with that? I said that if gay marriage is implemented, which it's not marriage first and foremost, but that it would lead to a second Holocaust. Where did you get that from? And I can't wait for his response, because his response is going to have to be, because I will hold him to the line if he's there, where he got it from. And he got it from a well-known communist organization who takes everything guys like me do across the country. And you know what they do? They take what we say. They put a little excerpt out there for you to listen to, probably about 5, 10, 15 seconds max. And then what they do is they write around what you say to try to lead the narrative in an opposite way as to what you meant. They do it without fail. That's what they do. They put light for darkness and darkness for light, and they do it without fail, friends. They put evil for good and good for evil. They do it without fail, friends. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They do it without fail, friends. And that is illegal in this country. They do not have a right, friends. Again, the state-controlled media does not have a right to put words into your mouth and set you in a false light or to defame you or to slander you. That is illegal, friends. That is illegal. So in saying that, when he brought that up, I just thought, you know what, I'm going to ask him that tonight, hopefully. I'm going to get the opportunity and let everybody know who he was, and then I'm going to ask him on the spot, where did you get that headline? Because I never said it. But I can tell you what they did do is they renamed an article that I wrote. And it's interesting that they would take this article. Do you remember a couple weeks ago, friends, I was talking about how they would just sing a little louder? Well, that's the name of the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com. They took it and renamed it, Now They're Coming for Marriage. And then they took it from that to I was saying that if the homosexuals were to get married, it would lead to a second Holocaust. How did they get that? Well, this is what they do, friends. They want these little ground feeders, the bloggers, they want you to believe what they have to say. Okay? So in saying that, friends, when we come back, I'm going to highlight the letter, and I'm going to ask you at the end of this column that I wrote on sonsoflibertymedia.com, they would sing just a little louder, as to where they derived their headline from. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold Shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We will be at Jennison High School tonight at 6 p.m. Jennison, Michigan. Brian Klawitter, Dave Divenmeyer, a national syndicated radio show host, as well as a national speaker. He'll be there with us tonight, and I'll be there. And so, folks, if you're local, please do come out. If you're not, we understand that there's a population coming from 10 different states. I just found this out, so that's really cool, and we appreciate the support. We just also found out, friends, that there's going to be three groups of protesters. I believe one of those groups is a local church attempting to advocate what God condemns, okay? But again, friends, keep in mind all these protesters, as a matter of fact, we were told by the state-controlled media here in the state of Michigan that there's going to be up to 200 protesters. Now, I'm trying to figure out where they got that from. How could they gauge that? It sounds like someone behind the scenes is attempting to initiate protest here, and that's exactly what's going on, because they're attempting to protect themselves, but they have to use these useful idiots to protest. And by the way, we also found, friends, if you just joined us now, they don't even know what they're protesting. They're just attacking, because this is what they do, is they shout and they shoot. This is what little communists do, friends. They shout and they shoot. They don't ask questions. Whatever the state-run media says, they bow down to it. Yes, whatever you say, state-controlled media. And it makes the useful idiots feel good that work for the state-controlled media, because after all, they're just doing their job. I mean, what would happen to these people if they weren't told what to do? Would they actually, well, maybe they'd be called journalists at that point. But they've lost that title, and they have zero credibility. And we can see that through legit polls across the United States of America. Now, friends, I'm just responding to the attack, just so you understand. This isn't about attacking any particular people. This is about, at length, protecting particular people that are under attack by these radical communists. And true patriots aren't going to stand down and allow them to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have in the natural or in the spiritual. Now, going forward, friends, I was highlighting the fact that we have a local little communist useful idiot here who wrote that the founder, Bradley Dean, of a controversial ministry, recently wrote that gay marriage would lead to a second Holocaust. Really? By the way, you also need to understand, I never received a phone call from anybody. No, they just put it out there like it's fact. And then what they do is they actually take back, they redact what they actually posted on page 19 in the back if you get too hot under the collar about what they said. Well, that's not how we play here. If you put me in a false light, you defame or slander my ministry, I will deal with you lawfully. That's my history. And by the way, the little communists know just that, because the communists understand that when they feel steel, they're going to retreat one way or another. And I'm not doing that in my own strength, friends. I trust God. And I'm sick of this, because this is about time in America that we stand, the men and women across this country, which many are, stand up and say enough is enough. And we begin to let the hammer drop. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? These people haven't figured out, friends, these people still have not figured out, or have they figured out at all, that it's always the hammer that needs to be changed, not the steel. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, and so we are here today just because of that, because of the seed of the righteous is forever, and the Lord and his word, the word of the Lord endureth forever and ever and ever and ever. My point is, the anvil does not need to be changed, the hammer does. And these people want to go ahead and pound away, they can go ahead and do that. But they need to understand that they're going to fall into the very pits that they themselves have dug in the process. Amen? Because most of us understand that this republic was not given unto us by cowards. And we also understand that cowards will not preserve it. No. We do understand that. That's why we stand up. Because we're saying thank you to God first and foremost for the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary over 2,000 years ago. And secondly, in the natural, we're saying thank you to those that fought, bled, and died, fighting against the very ideologies that America is tolerating to their own shame today. Now, let me get over to this just to expose this individual for who he is. Once again, it was an article called They Would Just Sing Louder. He said again that I said that if gay marriage would ever be implemented into the United States, it would lead to a second Holocaust. Never said that. But this is what I did say. I said when the hypocrites and accomplices to Adolf Hitler, Matthew 7:21 and 23, would sing praises to Jesus in the Protestant churches in Germany, they would sing louder to drown out the noise of the Jews, gypsies, and dissidents that were crying out for help while they were being hauled off in cattle cars to concentration camps or even worse, extermination camps. And when church services were over, they would find their cars toppled with the ashes of the bodies that were burned in the incinerators after they came out from church praising Jesus. And to further the atrocities of these traitors to Christ, these Judases, Mr. and Mrs., they were the ones handing off their youth groups to Hitler to do his killing for him. Friends, these professors loved Jesus so much that they simply disobeyed him at every opportunity that they were given. 1 John 2:4. Now, I'm sure you've heard this before. First they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and of course I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and guess what, friends? There was no one left to speak up for me. That's all coming from the mouth of Martin Niemöller. Now, Martin Niemöller is perhaps best remembered for this quotation, and I've heard this quote many times before, but it was recently that I learned that the man who said it was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis. Friends, those that are protesting us today, it's the church's job to protest those that are protesting us today. And Protestant has meaning Protestants. Going on. Speaking of Martin Niemöller, it was said that Martin Niemöller was a prominent Protestant pastor during the time of Hitler and the Nazis. It was learning this fact that made all the difference in the world and understanding from where this quote stemmed from. This quotation stemmed from Niemöller's lectures during the early post-war period. And his point was that the Germans, and in particular the leaders of the Protestant churches, had been complicit to their silence in the Nazi imprisonment, persecution, and murder of millions of people. And they did nothing. Just like the 4,000 babies that are being murdered today in the womb, 300,000 pulpits stand down when they should preach out against the sin. Jesus came to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil, friends. Not to become complicit in any sense of the word, or to debate away what he died for on the cross of Calvary. Niemöller was one of the earliest Germans to talk publicly about the broader complicity in the Holocaust and guilt for what had happened to the Jews. And although he did suffer spending the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps, he still recognized his own guilt for not speaking out against tyranny. In fact, we could rewrite Niemöller's quote quite well for the modern-day church leaders of the day, if that's what they want to call themselves. It would probably go something like this. First, they came for prayer in school, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a student. Nor did I ever look into the fact that the Supreme Court is not above the law. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution and Ephesians 6:18. Then they came to murder the unborn in their mother's womb, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't an unborn child. And after all, I was told that the Supreme Court could sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb by simply calling it a woman's choice. Not understanding, those that are professed Christians, apparently they don't understand Scripture in Proverbs 16 where it says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, or going over to Exodus 20 where God said, thou shalt not kill, the sixth commandment. Going on, then they came for marriage through the legalization, it will never be legal, friends, of two men or two women getting married to upend America's sovereignty. And I didn't speak out, again, as if to say the Supreme Court injustices have a God-given right to define what God himself has designed, because I didn't want to be called a hater or a bigot. Read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 20, verse 1, chapter 20, or verse 24. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me, because I never spoke out for anyone else, let alone God. Read Ezekiel 3. Folks, it's disgraceful what we are not seeing from the pulpits in America today. Rather than seeing a thunderous barrage of righteous indignation against murder of the unborn and zeal against tyranny, injustice, immorality, we are hearing virtually nothing from over 300,000 pulpits. Silence. Read Zechariah 1:15. We hear church leaders, 1 Corinthians 12:28, say, well, I didn't speak out against anything political. Hey, folks, the murder of innocent children, political? Homosexual marriage, political? A corrupt, wicked, and lawless administration that's busted every day of the week in this country that means to destroy your country and religious freedom, political? Which, by the way, the definition of the word political is the science of government, and science defined is the study of creation. God gave government, Exodus 18:21. So here we see a Niemöller, a man who could not change the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people, because we understand prevention would have been better than cure, right, friends? Again, prevention is better than the cure. You know, there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Instead of putting up a stop sign or a warning sign before the cars went over the end of the cliff, the cars would go over the end of the cliff, crash at the bottom of the hill to their own destruction. Well, a concerned committee got together and they said, we need to remedy the problem. We need to fix the problem. You know how they fixed the problem, friends? They said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. They said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And rest assured, friends, this is exactly the mentality of those that are leading the church straight to hell through the wide and the broad way by being complicit with the sins that Jesus Christ himself died for as a propitiation. We're going to take a quick break. Again, we're broadcasting live from Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're going to be live tonight, Jenison High School at 6 p.m., Jenison, Michigan.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We will be live at Jenison High School at 6 p.m. tonight with much protest. And outside of that, we can update you tomorrow as to what's going on, or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to be a part of that email daily blast, do check out, well, go to our phones, which the number is 1-866-233-0747, and sign up, or just go on to Sons of Liberty Radio or sonsoflibertymedia.com and just sign up directly from those websites. We can keep you updated as to what's going on out here in Michigan. Again, we're going to be at Jenison High School tonight. Dave Dabenmeyer, national speaker, national syndicated radio show host as well, with Brian Clawitter and myself. And folks, what we're doing right now is we're highlighting what one of these reporters, how he pulled me into the little fight they're having here. And interestingly enough, he had said that that I said that gay marriage would lead to a second Holocaust. And I'm actually bringing you down through the article, which, by the way, he didn't reference it. He just took it for a communist organization who renamed my article that that's what I was saying. Okay. So in saying that, let me finish this up really quick. And then we can kind of highlight some of the things that, well, apparently he didn't cover because he didn't read the article. He just took it for face value. But that's what he wants you to believe, too, that he actually knows what he's talking about when, in fact, he doesn't. He didn't do his due diligence whatsoever. But what he did is he tried to put me in a false light, and that's exactly what he's trying to do. That's why we're here, as a matter of fact, because that's how you win the day. You reprove darkness by being the light that Christ has called you to be, and you put yourself where you need to be seen for the very purposes that he shines, because we are ambassadors sent for the purpose and the power of the Holy Ghost, that all men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God, with strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them. Why? For their sakes, right? I love that. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. And what we are doing right now, friends, is demonstrating just that by being led of his spirit. For as many are led by the spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Folks, I was just talking about this article, which is called Just Sing Louder. Because when these atrocities were taking place in Germany during Hitler's reign and rise to power, it was the professed churches, the Protestant churches, that would just sing louder to drown out the voices of those that were crying out for help from the boxcars when they were being led to concentration camps or death camps. And this is all true. This is all documented. And, folks, I was highlighting the fact that what we see today, that it's disgraceful what we're not seeing from the pulpits in America today. And, folks, in right before the break, I was just highlighting that we hear church leaders, they call themselves, that are actually opening the doors for the wolves to come in and destroy the sheep rather than the other way around, John 10. And folks, we're finding that these church leaders, they say they don't want to speak out against anything political. Again, friends, going back to understanding the Declaration of Independence, they're afraid to speak out against those that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. These people fail to remember that those that are committing crimes in governments work for them, not the other way around. And when they don't stand up against it, it's because they themselves are guilty of it. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, a great Baptist preacher, rightly said, if they're not preaching out against sin, it's because they're guilty of it. He said, follow them home and you will find out why they don't preach out against sin. And by the way, they're no more gods than the devil is. They profess that they know him. Friends, they profess that they know him with their lips, with their mouth. But they deny him. They're reprobates at every step. And they don't know him because there's no fruit on their tree. They're dead. They're withered. And they need to be plucked up and cast into the fire where they belong. A bunch of hirelings and whores that refuse to obey the commandments of God, not suggestions. And that's exactly what Scripture tells us that they are. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. And reprobate means they lack justice and judgment within their hearts. They can't discern right from wrong because they're not born of the Spirit of God. That's why they're not speaking out against sin. They don't realize that Jesus was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. They don't realize in Matthew 1:21, that's in 1 John, going over to Matthew 1:21, Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sin, not in their sin, and then they preach a false grace. Read Isaiah 30. It's a covering, but not of the Lord. Because they fail to understand that real grace overcomes, it doesn't succumb. And it's not a covering, it's an empowerment to overcome. You know, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Isn't it interesting that they allow the sin to abound, and then they call it grace, what succumbs, and which doesn't overcome. No, that's a false grace. Because where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, Scripture tells us. And we're made more than overcomers. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. And what is the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Back over to 1 John from Romans 8. Sorry, friends, I'm just spraying what's coming up in my mind right now, in my heart. The Holy Ghost who brings all things to remembrance. So, folks, here we see in Niemöller a man who could not change the destruction that took place in the lives of millions of people. Prevention would have been better than cure, but he couldn't go back in time and right the wrongs now. And see, America, you still have the freedom to do the right things. What are you doing with that gift called freedom, both in the spiritual and in the natural? Here's Niemöller, who wished he could have went back to undo the destruction that took place on his watch. And he did nothing. And then he wished all the way into eternity that he could redo what he didn't do when he had the time to do it. Friends, I say this, if not now, then when? If not you, America, then who? Let me say it again. If not now, then when? And if not you, then who? I cannot stand, friends, when people talk about how much they love their country, but they're not willing to fight for it. They love their freedom so much that they're not willing to honor those that fought, bled, and died to give it to them. Sickens me to the core. Fraternizers and traitors. And they have no business in this country in calling themselves an American if they don't understand what it means to be an American. So together, friends, we can turn this destruction around. But if you choose to remain silent, don't be surprised when they come for you and there's no one left to speak out. And at that point, you can rest assured that others may sing loud enough to drown out your cries. Boy, what comes to mind is the fulfilling of the law, that we love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, that we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. Are we loving our neighbors as ourselves, friends? Because if not, then where's the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost? Going back, proposing and laying to your candor the very question, where did this propagandist, this useful idiot for the state-controlled media in Michigan, get the fact that I said if homosexual marriage is implemented, there's going to be a second Holocaust? Do you want to talk about a distorted mind, friends? That is the very definition of distortion. Controversial minister Bradley Dean said gay marriage would lead to a second Holocaust. Did I say anything like that, friends? Did I say anything like that whatsoever? Nope. But this is what they want the protesters here in Jenison tonight to believe. And even if someone was to say something like that, there's no, you can't legitimize some statement made like that because that's not the case. I will tell you this, though. They do say that during the end result of a country, you can always tell when it's at its end. And by the way, John Adams, the second president, rightly said that decadence follows luxury. Decadence follows luxury. But when you see a country lose its soul and go to sleep at night knowing that its government that is allotted to appoint the murder of thousands of babies in the womb every day of the week, the equivalent to 57 million to 58 million, that's equivalent to 18 states, friends, and goes to sleep at night and then rolls over in the face of not just that, but also says, okay, there's nothing we can do about the government now saying, by the way, stepping completely outside of its scope of authority, it has no business there whatsoever. That's the church's business. It's the institution of the church's business, not the government's. That's what the erected wall was for, is to bar the government from what they're attempting to do today. But friends, the bottom line is this. When homosexuality and abortion go hand in glove, they say that that is the final stage before that country is toppled. Now, it's not an issue of what man thinks here, but I can tell you this. God says that homosexuality, sodomites, it's an abomination. He didn't just call it sin. And he also told us in the book of Peter that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. So America is at this point daring the justice of God.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.